pastor to come and to work miracles.
You know, one guy said to me when I was called to Kenora, you know, Jermaine, we have called you here to do one thing, to make sure that this church is full, but make sure you don't change one thing while you do it. I remember I held his hand, I shake his hand, and I hug him, and I said, my friend, keep dreaming. You know, friends, realize that God has an intent for his word to go forth in this world. God has an intent to bless lives, and lives need blessings. Lives need people who will say to people that, guess what, there is a God who cares about you. Just like Lee said this morning at this pulpit, God loves you, and God loves the person beside you. God loves your neighbor. God loves the man who Ubers you home. God loves the lady who cashes you out at the supermarket. God loves you. God loves me, and God loves the world. More people need to hear that message. And my sisters and brothers, they will never hear unless you and I say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Sometimes we wonder, God, how comes am I not hearing your voice? When God says to you, didn't you drive to work yesterday beside someone in a bus or beside an Uber driver? Didn't you walk beside someone in the supermarket? Aren't you sitting beside someone at work? Don't you exercise with someone at the rec center? My sisters and brothers, sometimes we wonder, why are we not hearing God's voice? But God is saying to us, I have been speaking to you every single minute of the day, because I place you in places where there are people who are struggling, and all you need to know is that I have been calling, but you have not been listening. My friends, is God calling some of us right here? Is God placing a call upon some of us lives who think that, no, this leadership thing is not for me. This serving thing is not for me. It's for the bold and the bright. It's for the people who have upfront appearance, we used to call it, internet. Well, Samuel was only 12 years old, but he answered God's call, and God used him in a mighty way to be a blessing to the entire Israel. It was Samuel who anointed David as king. And you know the work that David did. David reinstituted the Ark of the Covenant, rebuilt the temple, rebuilt the center of God in people's lives. And today, my sisters and brothers, the gospel tradition we carry on is because Samuel was bold enough to say, Lord, I now hear your voice. What have you to say to me? Will we be the same? My young friends, my old friends, will we be the same like Samuel? Will we answer in the affirmative? Lord, I've been at St. Paul's for years. And Lord, I've seen your church move to and fro. Lord, I've seen people come and go. Lord, what have you to say to me? May as we hear God speak, my sisters and brothers, may whatever God speaks through us, may it bring blessings to the lives that you will need tomorrow, the lives you will need next week, the lives you will need down the road. May whatever God says to you, lift up the fallen, support the weak, and strengthen the faint-hearted, because you and I are bold enough to say, today, tomorrow, the next day, Lord, I am not sure what you are saying, but God, your voice makes a difference. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. To God be the glory and the praise. Amen. Please stand and pray with me. I know that some of us have been pondering our role in this church. Probably you know others as well. Probably you know somebody else who have been pondering their role. They are not sure what they are to be doing at this time. But they know that somehow God has placed a call upon their lives. A call to be more than somebody who comes and gives their tithes and offerings, or somebody who comes to worship. Probably God is calling some of us today to be the next tier who will lead St. Paul's into the future. Probably God is calling some of us to say, Lord, you know, God, we just don't know what it is that we ought to be doing, but we are sure that you know. So God, speak, use us as you see fit. My sisters and brothers, let me pray with you now as we ask God to set alight that word in you. As we ask God to somehow strike a match that will set us on fire. Spiritual fire that will burn wherever we are planted. And others will come to know Jesus. We'll come to know. It does not have to be the fire and brimstone sermon that leads people to Christ. It might be the simple one-liner that you say to a brother or sister, the Lord loves you, the Lord cares about you, and the Lord wants to have his way in your life. Let us pray. Lord, today here are your children at St. Paul's. Lord, I pray for all of them, mighty God, who come to worship today, Lord, the youngsters who are here, Lord. Lord, I know that the world today, God Almighty, is so helter-skelter. Lord, the world today, God, is giving the youth a mixed message that, Lord, you can talk with one side of your mouth and act with one side of your heart, but you don't have to be in the same place, Lord. The world today, God, is causing so many of our youngsters to feel lost. God, I pray for them, Lord, that you will touch these youngsters that are here today, Lord, that like you called young Samuel, you will let them know that you, O God, have a call on their lives. A call, O God, that they may be the ones to reach their peers. Because, God, they are the best messengers to their own peers, to their own age group. They are the best messengers, dear Jesus. So I pray for the youngsters who are here today, mighty God, that you will minister through them. I pray, mighty God, for all of us who come to worship this morning, that God, you will cause your amazing voice, oh God, to not just resound in the uncertainty of our lives, but somehow, mighty God, to cause us to know that it is through us that those who have fallen on the wayside will be lifted. Mighty God, I pray today for your church here, that God, we will imagine and dream and visualize that it is the work that we do now, O God, that will cause this church to survive. And mighty God, amidst all the voices we are hearing in this world, voices telling us that Canada have changed and churches must close, churches must sell their buildings, churches must cease from existing. Mighty God, amidst all the voices we are hearing, oh God, your voice must be the one that we allow to have sway. Why are you saying to us today, mighty God, we may not be fully sure, but what we are saying through this worship service is speak to me, Lord, that I may speak in living echoes of your tone. And as you have sought, may so I seek your erring, your dying children, your children in anxiety, in the throes of depression. May I seek them, mighty God, and share the message of redeeming grace with them. Today, God, I pray for people today who are mourning. I pray for Julie, who has gone, oh God, to offer support to her friends who are burying their 34-year-old son. I pray for her, God, as she also has bade goodbye, oh God, to her grandmother, her mother, a matriarch of her family who died, mighty God. I pray today, God, for Beg's family and Ron's family, as they too go through loss, and as they await, oh God, news on their nephew, mighty God. I pray for them now. I pray, mighty God, today for all your children who are suffering from sickness, whatever that illness may they be, mighty God. Lift them up, dear God. Reach down from heaven right now and touch them from head to toe in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those of us, mighty God, who suffer from any loss, whatever that loss may be, that God, you will cause us to cast all our cares upon you so that we may experience the consolation of your amazing love. Lord, I pray today for Ruth and Reuben and their family, mighty God, that as they try to find, oh God, some balance, as they try to find a place where Reuben, oh God, can find some peace, some much-needed engagement, that you will open those doors. I pray, mighty God, for families today who are poor, families who are homeless, people, oh God, who are struggling with mental illness, with addictions. People, mighty God, who are struggling with poverty and whatever it is, oh God, that is encumbering in people's lives. I pray that your abiding grace and mercy will reach out to meet them wherever they are. Mighty God, today I pray for those of us who rejoice. Thank you, oh God, for a new birth in Lee's family, the birth of her new grandchild. And I pray, God, that you will grow that child in your knowledge, mighty God, that somehow, God, as grandma takes her into her hands, mighty God, that somehow, God, the blessings of God that you mete out through her, God, will grow that child, mighty God, into a servant of grace and mercy and love. Mighty God, I leave all in your hands right now. St. Paul's Church and its ministry this coming year, I leave in your hands. Lift us up, mighty God, so that we may rejoice in the power of your grace. For we tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. There's an hymn of response that we will sing. Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Let us sing that song right now as we ask God to call us. And as God calls us, may we answer in the affirmative. Will you come and follow me?
Will you come and follow me? Thank you.
Lord for the gifts received, and we thank God for all who have given to God's work here at St. Paul's. We continue to carry the work forward. At this time, we are forming the search committee. We still need a few bodies, in particular some men. Right, Ryan? We need some men, right?
We need some males. All right. Right, Ron? We need some men. We have all ladies, but we need some men. We need two men. And the two names I call are two of you have been looking, we have been thinking of. So think about it. We should have had the commissioning today, but I thought we should just talk with some of the gentlemen first, and then we have the full cohort. So when I come back in March, middle of March for that service, which will be our AGM, we will do the commission in that time. We still have some time, so I'll talk with some of our brothers to see if we have them. We have some of the ladies already signed up and ready to go, and we want to begin to think about the profile. What do you want for St. Paul's going forward? And I hope you all would have received the sheet from your elders, the visioning sheet, for you to answer those questions and send back. If you have not, please ask your elders to get you one, and you will fill them out, get them back to us so that we can work on them, because they will form part of the profile. We give God thanks for the work that we will do. Listen, my sisters and brothers, you are here today. The fact that you are here is a sign that God wants his work to continue in this part of the vineyard. It's a sign that God wants your work to continue here. And we are going to continue that work going forward. And may God use us to do mighty work here. We want to congratulate Lee. They are celebrating the birth of her grandchild, her newest grandchild, this past week on Tuesday, I think. Her son welcomed their new baby. And we give God thanks, Lee, for you. And I know you'll journey to visit them. So please kiss that baby on behalf of St. Paul's. And may the blessings of God be with you whenever you travel. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for all your gifts, for the gifts of your people here. Thank you, God, that the Women's Fellowship has continued to serve God and bless lives in so many ways. Thank you, God, for the missions and outreach committee and all that they do, mighty God, in reaching out to those who are struggling. Thank you, God, for the work of the session and the board, for just members, mighty God, who have been kind to all those, oh God, who call on our church. And mighty God, we pray that all the gifts received now will be blessed by your hands, and that, God, you will use them to do mighty works. Lord, we pray for the efforts of the Presbyterian Church in Israel and Palestine, in the Ukraine, in Afghanistan, in India, in Pakistan, wherever, oh God, they reach out to lives that are in need. We pray, God, that what we give here at St. Paul's will be a blessing to those lives. We pray for the war efforts, mighty God, that people are making, oh God, to bring peace. May peace come, O God, through the work of your servants. And we give all to your hands now and pray for a tremendous blessing. For Christ's sake we pray. Amen. As we go, let's sing this powerful song, I, the Lord of sea and sky. And that refrain says, here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go. If you lead me, I will hold your people in my heart. Let's sing as we close today's service.
I'm the Lord of sea and sky. I have heard my people's cry. All who dwell in darkness sing. I will make the stars of night. I will make their darkness bright. I will bear my light to them. Oh, shall I say?
for my sisters and brothers. Go into the world in peace. Lift up the fallen. Support the weak. Be of good courage. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Render to no one evil for evil, but love your neighbors as yourselves. And may the blessing of God Almighty, may the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may rest, remain, and abide with you in your hearts, in your homes, and wherever you be. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. And the Lord give you his peace. In the name of Jesus. Amen.